It's 62 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We expect a high in the low 80s and just generally speaking, a little bit of a break from the heat this week, especially during the first part of the week. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Federal scientists have officially declared that El Nino conditions have developed in the Pacific Ocean. El Nino is a climate pattern involving ocean warming and certain atmospheric patterns. Its impacts are varied across the country. In the summer, Tennessee sits in an in-between zone, so El Nino is generally not more likely to affect precipitation or warmth in one direction or the other. But in the fall, El Nino conditions could make drought conditions more likely because it weakens the possibility of an Atlantic tropical storm moving into the region. It can also make Tennessee winters warmer and drier. That could be a concern if the state doesn't recover from its current drought this summer. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration finds there's a high chance El Nino will strengthen to its highest category by winter. Senator Marsha Blackburn is questioning the placement of a proposed data center near the Nashville Zoo. Blackburn, who's running for governor, released a video on the topic this weekend. In it, she says data centers are good for the economy, but not right for every location. The zoo created a petition opposing the project that has more than 400,000 signatures. Data centers are facing intense backlash in Nashville and across the country. A recent national poll by Gallup found that 7 in 10 Americans are opposed to AI data centers in their communities. At least 9 rural cities or counties in Tennessee have set up moratoriums on construction, and several more communities, including Nashville and Knoxville, are considering their own. Well, it's only in this century that armadillos have become fairly common in Tennessee and Kentucky, and their northward move signals the effects of the region's warming climate. For the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom, Louisville Public Media's Giselle Roden has more.
9-banded armadillos are typically found in southern states, Mexico, and South America, but average temperatures in Kentucky have increased by nearly 3 degrees since 1970, bringing the little creatures farther north. Natural Areas Manager Evan Patrick says Bernheim Forest and Arboretum found its first living armadillo in 2024.
It could be not just that they can tolerate the milder winters in Kentucky, but it could also be that the insects that they prey upon and feed on are more active in these milder winters as well.
The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife reports 9-banded armadillos have been documented in 63 of the state's 120 counties. They've also been found in Indiana, Tennessee, and Ohio. For the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom, I'm Giselle Roden.
And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.